Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I come from a family of Trekkies, and it means so much to me as a product of my community and a product of my family to share this moment with them.
What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of the Blurred Girl Podcast. I'm Kara Mahorn, aka the Blurred Girl, and I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode that is Star Trek related. Now, although this one is going to be shorter than my usual episodes, it will be so worth it. Now, last week I brought you a conversation with producer, writer, and now Star Trek Strange New Worlds co-executive producer, Akela Cooper. And this week I'm thrilled to bring you a quick chat I had with the actress who plays Uhura. We have a brand new Uhura in this Star Trek universe, played by singer and actress Celia Rose Gooding. Now, before I share those details with you, let's pay some bills. Listen, if you have bad credit or no credit, I'm telling you, the Self Credit app is a way to build your credit history. Now, after the dumpster fire that was 2020, as well as some mounting health insurance bills that I had from years ago, my credit was pretty much tanked. And I was able to raise it 35 points since the beginning of this year. I'm not exaggerating. 35 points, and it's so simple to use. You simply open a self-credit builder account and deposit a small amount of money in it. And then for as little as $5 a month, you pay the money back automatically through the app. Then Self reports your credit to all three credit agencies. That's it. It's that simple. Like, I don't even think about it, and my credit has jumped 35 points. Low credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. Use the Self app today and build your credit and savings and get back on track. It's available on iOS as well as Android. I have a link in my show notes for anyone who's interested. Check it out. Now, before I forget, please take a moment to subscribe to the Blurred Girl Podcast on your favorite podcatcher. And if you can leave a comment over on iTunes, that really helps the show out. And if you can screenshot this episode and hit me up on IG stories or TikTok stories, yes, I'm there too, and tag me and tell me how you enjoyed the episode, that would really be cool. I mean, it doesn't help the show. It just makes me feel good about myself. Also, yes, I'm on TikTok and I'm also on Twitch. And don't forget, on Twitch, I'm doing a little bit of gaming on Thursday mornings between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Eastern. And it's really indie stuff. I'm not hardcore yet. And on Saturdays, we have something called Saturday Matinee, where we all chill out and watch movies together. So come through. And don't forget, you could support the podcast, the YouTube channel, the Twitch channel, everything, TikTok, the whole nine yards, by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/theblurredgirl. And if you haven't already, please pre-order my book, Marvel's Protectors of Wakanda, The History and Training of the Dora Milaje. I got to write the original story of the Dora Milaje, y'all. Those are the Black women who protect the Black Panther. So the book drops in September before Black Panther 2. So please click the link in my show notes for that information. Now, Celia Rose Gooding is my guest today, and she made her Broadway debut and subsequently won a Grammy along with the rest of the cast for the musical Jagged Little Pill. That's the musical that was inspired by the music of Alanis Morissette. And in 2020, at just 20 years old, Celia was nominated for the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Featured Role in a Musical for her role as Frankie Healy in that play. She was also one of the youngest people ever nominated. And this was all before she landed the role of Nyota Uhura in the Paramount Plus original series, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And a bit of trivia for you, Celia's mother is LaShans, the American actress who won a Tony Award back in 2006 for playing Celie on Broadway in The Color Purple. So you see her singing and acting comes naturally, y'all. In this interview, which is pretty quick, I got a chance to talk to Celia by phone about what it was like landing the role, what it was like getting to sing, as well as what we should be looking forward to in Strange New Worlds. So up next, my interview with Celia Rose Gooding. My first question, Celia, is do you remember when you first saw Star Trek and who was your first Uhura?
Yes, I do. My mom is a huge Trekkie, and I remember her taking my sister and I to a midnight screening of the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. I remember being 9 years old and watching Zoe Saldana's Uhura. That was my first Uhura, and she was my first introduction to Star Trek. And I loved her sass and her wit and her brilliance and her confidence. She had this air of, I know I'm brilliant, and just because I am a woman, just because I'm a Black woman on Star Trek doesn't mean that I'm gonna bow and bend at the knee to you, sir. I really loved her, if I can say badass. I really loved her power and the way that she wasn't afraid to step in her power and live in her power. She wasn't someone who was gonna shy away from it just because she was around a lot of incredibly important people.
No, that's awesome. Now, I heard you were actually in an Uber when you realized you got this role.
Yes, I was. I auditioned under a pseudonym. I didn't know I was auditioning for Uhura. I knew I was auditioning for a Star Trek show. I knew I was auditioning for a young Black linguist, but I didn't know that it was the Nyota Uhura. And I found out I was in Uber, and the casting director, Orly, she called me and she was like, hey, just so you know, you've been lied to and bamboozled. You're actually playing Uhura. Congratulations. And I gasped so hard that the Uber driver turned around and was like, are you okay? Because I think the way I reacted, that there was like a death in the family or something. But I was like, yeah, no, I just got a bit of life-changing information and nothing will ever be the same after this moment. And I remember calling my mom and letting her know, and her like truly shrieking and going home and sitting down on the couch and popping popcorn and starting to watch the original series with my mother. I come from a family of Trekkies. And so being able to play this role, of course, it means so much to me as an actor, but it means so much to me as a product of my community and a product of my family to sort of share this moment with them.
And it's amazing. In fact, episode 2 gave Uhura more backstory than she's basically had, and I think in her 56 years on TV. How meaningful was that to you?
I mean, it means so much to me because of the social and political timeline of the 60s. There wasn't really a lot of opportunity for Black women to play roles of a non-servitude, but roles of deep humanity and roles of complexity. I think Nichelle Nichols' presence as Uhura in this show was already so groundbreaking that she could just truly just be present and be herself on the show and immediately be branded as an icon and for what she did, of course, in the entertainment industry, but just in the land of science, her collaborative efforts with NASA and making sure that we actually get more Black women in space. That was an incredible thing that she's done. And to play this character who now, since we're in a different time, while we still have a long ways to go, it does feel incredible to humanize this character, this iconic character, in a way that she didn't have an opportunity to be humanized before. We get to see this incredible icon who we know she will eventually grow into, and we know her future, but we get to see her as someone who gets a little insecure sometimes, just like anybody would, given an opportunity to be a cadet in Starfleet, to see her and to really say to fans, like, listen, Uhura herself, the legendary communicator, polyglot, brilliant linguist, culture professional, this person who we know and love and who we've always praised for her professionalism and her brilliance and her capability. In the beginning of her career, she was just as insecure as any other person would be in her shoes, and to humanize her and to show that just because you may not feel prepared for your destiny doesn't mean that you aren't deserving of support and amplification, and to have legendary legacy characters look her in her face and say, listen, we'd be very lucky to have you, no matter how you feel about yourself. You are a lot more brilliant than you think, and you are a lot more capable than you let on. So continue to show up and be yourself, and there is a space for you, all of you, the fullness of you, on this enterprise.
That's incredible. Have you been able to chat with like Sonequa Martin-Green or Michelle Hurd at all? Did they give you any advice?
No, not yet, but we actually, there will be conversation soon, but I haven't had an opportunity to connect with them the way I want to. I am a massive fan of Sonequa Martin-Green, and so I think it's probably best that I calm down a little bit and before I see her and fan out and freak out the way I know I'm going to. I got to meet Tawny Newsome, who plays Mariner in Lower Decks, and she's mm-hmm. incredible. We got to connect at Star Trek Mission Chicago. It was really great to meet her and see her. And so I'm still getting my space legs, I like to call them. And so once I feel a bit more established, I really am looking forward to having these conversations with these incredibly iconic Star Trek women. I am really, really awestruck by all of them. And I know that I am a testament to their legacy, and knowing that without them, I definitely would not have a space within this franchise. And so when I'm a little less fangirly, I'll be able to tell them and share that with them. But yeah, I'm incredibly excited.
Also, back to episode two really quick. What was your reaction to the script when you saw that Uhura was going to get to sing during her mission?
I was so excited. I singing is definitely something that makes me feel at home. As a Grammy winner, having an opportunity to showcase something that I am very, very proud of, it was an incredible opportunity. And knowing that Nichelle herself was a singer and was a dancer and had these incredible stage backgrounds and gifts, to have an opportunity to use my talents to sort of continue that legacy and to pass that torch, it was an incredible opportunity. I'm so grateful that we got to really flesh out this aspect of her that we see bits and pieces of in the original series. But I think, like Cadet Uhura really is in this show, in Strange New Worlds, we're really just taking an opportunity to find the nuggets of personality that Nichelle got to share in Uhura in the original series. We get to take those and really identify them and flesh them out and really showcase them in a way that they may have not had an opportunity to be showcased because of the climate of the 60s.
Absolutely. Last couple of questions. Wow. What are you looking forward to audiences seeing this season with Star Trek Strange New Worlds? Your character, everybody's character, the storyline, like what excites you the most?
I'm excited for them to see the different genres. There are so many different genres that Strange New Worlds is going to cover, and we're going to get some comedy in there. We're going to get some horror in there. Of course, the stakes will always be at their Star Trek high, but it's very ensemble based, this show, and every episode follows a different character. And so I think I'm just really excited for fans to get to know these characters personally, but also see how we interact as a team. And I'm just so proud of the work that we've done. So I'm just really excited for them to see what we've been pouring our blood, sweat, heart, and soul into. And really love it because it's being received so well, and I'm so glad that it's being received so well, and I'm just excited for it to share as much as possible with the fans because they are who we're doing this for, and I'm just so excited to share with them what I have loved for so long.
Speaking of the fans, are you ready for this fandom? Like I don't think you've done a Star Trek convention yet. Are you ready for like New York Comic Con? Are you ready for the onslaught?
Oh goodness, no, absolutely not. to say yes would to be a lie. What I can say is that I am so excited to meet as many fans as possible and to connect with as many fans as possible, especially because of these crazy COVID times. I think the idea of connection and what connection means, I think there's such a spotlight on that right now, and making sure that we connect when we can, because we don't know. The future is never promised. And that is, I think, why Star Trek is so loved, is because it gives fans and viewers a really positive vision of the future and a future we can all sit down and look forward to. And so to connect with fans who are really looking to the future and looking to the show to mirror the future, hopefully, it's incredible. I'm so excited. This franchise is massive. The fan base is even more massive, and vast and diverse, and I'm just so excited to share this with them. I am I remember going to Mission Chicago, and everyone I met, one of the first few things they said to me was, "Welcome to the Star Trek family." And it really does feel like a family. We love like a family. We fight like a family. It all feels so community-based, and I am so excited to share this with them.
Thank you so much. And I just want to leave you with this. You are going to be my baby niece's Uhura. So you're going to be the only Uhura she knows. So
that's so sweet. Please tell them I said hi.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
How cute is she? Celia Rose Gooding is a sweetheart, and she's a geek, and she's just such a lovely, vibrant person. I can't believe she hasn't met Sonequa Martin-Green yet. I gotta see if I can make that happen. I would love to be able to interview the two of them at the same time. That would be so cool. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment, folks. Also, pre-order my book, Protectors of Wakanda. And don't forget to check out Self. The link will be in my bio, but it's a great way to raise your credit, and it's really, really simple, and I promise you, it's not a gimmick, it's not a pyramid scheme or anything like that. I use it, I love it, it's so worth it. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you on the internet.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.